Good morning.
Good morning.
My paper and presentation would focus on the use of mobile technologies for providing access to clinical and public health information for healthcare professionals in South Africa. The program started in 2008 and it is still an ongoing project. And the implementation is led by FHI 360, a non-profit human development organization dedicated to improving lives in lasting ways by advancing integrated, locally driven solutions. FHI 360 serves more than 60 countries and all US states and territories. And the design of the technology solution was done by one of FHI 360's departments, the Tech Lab, which is responsible for designing, adapting, and deploying scalable technology solutions that increase the efficiency, reach, and impact of development programs. And we have implemented programs in all six continents over the past 10 years or so. So the objective of this initiative is to provide easy access to clinical and public health content in order to provide high-quality healthcare in South Africa. And it's implemented in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa, one of the 11 provinces. And just to give you an idea of the setting where we are working, these are rural hospitals and clinics. Most of them do not have internet access, and clinical and public health information or content is provided in print copies, but more often than not, the print copies are either not available or inadequate, or updates are not provided in time. So most of the healthcare providers rely on the limited number of copies and on information shared among colleagues. So the project is implemented in collaboration with the Eastern Cape Department of Health and FHI 360, and the funding is provided by Qualcomm's Wireless Reach Initiative and Henry Niles Foundation. The evaluation was still being conducted by the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University located in Port Elizabeth, and connectivity was provided by MTN South Africa, and we worked closely with a non-profit organization called South Africa Partners. So it included public and private institutions working on this project. So the solution involved the use of commercially available and internet capable smartphones and tablets. This is a screenshot of the smartphones we used and a screenshot of the tablets that we have used. And the devices, the smartphones as well as the tablets, were loaded with mobile health library, which includes thousands and thousands of pages of standard treatment guidelines, clinical and public health, and different articles from different journals. Because this content is preloaded in the devices, they do not need internet access in order to read that material. But in addition to the static content or the preloaded content, users can also request for additional information, which can be sent via the network library, so they can log into the portal and then download whatever information they want from the portal. We also have this service called HealthNet News. We have a special agreement with about 25 medical and public health journals, and we have access royalty free to those medical journals articles, so the users can also have access to this material. I think the most important part of this whole service is the content. I mean, the technology is a means, a channel to provide that content. So we conducted an initial needs assessment. that included about 750 professional nurses and about 250 doctors to understand what their needs are for improving their practice. So the Eastern Cape Department of Health and South Africa Standard guidelines were among the top, and users can also provide additional requests or updates for those, for this content. A content advisory committee was established to make sure that the content which is provided on some mobile devices is mandated by the government. And then we developed different programs and processes for converting content which into mobile devices, either smartphones or tablets. We also developed the mobile health library portal, which includes some content management functionalities. This is a screenshot of what it would look like on a smartphone. So they would go to the to the library in their mobile device, they choose whatever they want to read, and then it has search functions embedded in it. This is a screenshot of the portal where new users can request access to the content, the portal, the mobile library. This is a screenshot of the content management functions of the portal. So the current users, there are about 63 nurses, 62 doctors in 18 health facilities. Some of them are rural hospitals, some of them are small clinics. So a total of 175 clinicians are using the system. The evaluation was conducted by the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University. We conducted the evaluation in two stages. This was some of the findings that we had in 2010, where only professional nurses were using the system. So 89% of the nurses reported improved nursing practice by using the system for information access. These are some of the results we found in this year, in 2013, that included the doctors as well as the nurses. These are some of the indicators that we have used for the evaluation. So in terms of making accurate diagnosis, all of the nurses and about 85% of the doctors reported improved and accurate diagnosis. All of the nurses and over 90% of the doctors reported prescribing the correct treatment as a result of using the information on the device. All of the nurses and about 79% of the doctors reported managing the side effects of drugs correctly. About 96% of the nurses and 65% of the doctors reported choosing correct laboratory tests by accessing information on the mobile devices. So, based on those results, the Department of Health of the Eastern Cape Province decided to roll out the system to all of its health facilities. There are about 22,000 clinicians in the province, so they will be having access to this solution for all of them, for those over 20,000 clinicians. And finally, some of the lessons and challenges that we have encountered. The first seems quite obvious: a dysfunctional fix to a dysfunctional system, or ICT cannot fix a dysfunctional system. It can only improve the timeliness, accuracy, and cost. This sounds quite obvious, but usually overlooked. So if there is no proper way of identifying the content needs, developing the content, and sharing the content, and so on, ICTs cannot improve the system. And cost savings are accrued over a long time, and the initial costs are relatively high. We have done another study in Uganda where it showed about 24% savings in cost compared to paper-based approaches. But that is over the entire lifespan of the project. And initial costs for purchasing the devices is quite high. And the other challenge is developing device agnostic application. We're using primarily Android phones, tablets, and iPads and iPhones. Some of the operating systems like Windows-based phones, for example, it's a bit difficult to integrate with our system, so it's quite a challenge. And complexity of relations between diverse actors was one of the challenges that we have faced, the culture gap between private, public, and voluntary sectors, and reaching consensus becomes a necessary evil. It takes quite some time. So, as I said, the implementation of this program started in 2008, and it's only now that we have reached agreement with the Department of Health for this system to be rolled out. And we have handed over all of the system components into the department. We primarily used open source applications to develop this, and the entire system is handed over to the department, and they are ready to roll it out throughout the province. And finally, it's the medical legal issues. It was a big area of discussion. Who is responsible for errors in treatment that might occur from using information in the mobile device? And it took us about 6 months or so with the Department of Health to agree on this. Finally, we agreed that we must place a disclaimer and that the responsibility would be the one who have developed the content. And we made sure that no one can really make any change into the content which is loaded on the devices. So that way, the responsibility would rest on whoever has developed the content. Thank you very much.
Thank you.